We're doing Bekitzur Shulchan Aruch Mikor Chaim. We're up to Perek Tet, Halacha Chaf Dalid.
Why do more people learn the Bekitzur Shulchan
Aruch than Chayei Adam? We can discuss it, but later. We gotta cover the ground here. So we're up to Perek Tet, Halacha Chaf Dalid, page 20. Av Shemikar Din Mutar Litzot Talit Chavro Shelo Midato. Even though technically one may take one's friend's talis, even though he doesn't know it, and make a blessing over it and wear it, on condition that he refolds it the way it had been folded when he took it. Because we say a person is happy that a mitzvah is performed with his assets. Nonetheless, people do care. Did you put grease in your hair today? Do you have lice in your hair? People do care. Most people mind because of cleanliness. Aesthetics.
Of course.
And therefore, even though the base halacha says one may use one's fellow man's talis or tefillin because you're happy that someone does a mitzvah with your things, but he says, no, no, no. Don't take it without his knowing. Unless he can be completely certain that this person doesn't mind if you use his talis, so then you could take it. But otherwise, don't rely on the halacha that people are happy that you do mitzvah
like
there.
If my friend take my siddur and I didn't know, then I saw my his rather is my siddur over in then up on all this greasy foods.
Oh, so and that's a sue.
And then he said, that's according with halacha, I can take without your permission to do, I make mitzvah, and all this greasy food. So
the halacha says not. The halacha says you have to keep it clean, that's obvious. You even have to fold it up the way it was folded when you took it. And that's only if your friend isn't around. If he's around, then ask him. You can't just take
it off. Leave the shul, go to the bathroom and come back. We forgot that to make another bracha.
So that's a separate halacha.
Falls off him,
right.
If you take it off to go to the bathroom,
so I want to look it up again. I'm not sure I remember correctly. Halacha chafei, nashim ptuot mimitzvat tzitzit. Women don't have to wear tzitzit. They don't have that obligation. Halacha chavav, katan yodeh litatef, aviv tzich likach lo tzitzit lechancho. Our rule when it comes to chinuch is that once a child knows how to perform the mitzvah, so we tell him to perform the mitzvah. So once he knows how to wrap his own clothing, then you buy him tzitzis for chinuch. V'anu migil 6-7 lefi ramat itpatchuto ha-sichlit, that's about 6-7 years old, depending on how developed he is intelligently. V'yesh magim chancho migil 3 shanim, some have the custom from age 3, when a child gets a chalaka, you shave his head and leave behind the payas. So then you give him tzitzis. And once he's 13, then he's obligated with wearing tzitzis like an adult. And he says, I wonder at the minig of those that don't wear talit gadol till they're married. But the minig of the sfaradim is good. Once a child starts praying, they purchase for him a big talis, and he wraps himself like the adult. We already finished this chapter. Now, I would add to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Mekor Chaim, every person should stick to his father's minhag and don't go changing minhagim. If you have no minhag, so then whatever. But if you're an Ashkenazi and your custom is not to wear talis till you're married, fine. Halacha chaf zayin. Tov v'nachon niyot kol adam zayir lilvosh talit katan kol yom kdei shizkor mitzvah b'chol rega. What's good and proper is that every person should wear a talis katan, the smaller tzitzis that we wear under our shirts all day so that we remember the mitzvah all the time. Halacha chaf chet, gadol onesham batel mitzvah tzitzit. The punishment of he who does not perform the mitzvah tzitzis is big. Vazir b'mitzvah tzitzit, and whoever is careful to perform the mitzvah tzitzis, so chever roe pnei shechina, he merits and sees the face of the shechina. So you don't have to wear a talit katan or a talit gadol, but a person should wear tzitzit at least once during the day. If you're not going to wear talit katan, at least during davening. And it's a good idea, especially for people in the army. Chazal tell us that tzitzit is a mitzvah that protects a person in a time of danger. If a person needs an extra merit, if a person's in a situation where there's danger and he needs God to go the extra mile to save him, so tzitzit is one of those mitzvot that Hashem says if he has it, be'idna deritcha, the Gemara says, at a time of anger, So that's a mitzvah that might just pull him through. And if not, then it's the other way. So this is a mitzvah that's chaviv, that we love. And when possible, it's good for a person yet to wear talit katan, to wear the small tzitzit under his garments all day.